federal government has released their 2024 report on closing the gap and their commitments for 2025. Only 5 of the 19 commitments to improve socioeconomic conditions for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are on track. Saltwater woman Charlene Leroy-Dyer is a researcher on closing the gap on Indigenous disadvantage in education and employment and associate professor at the University of Queensland. And Vanessa Gowan-Taylor asked her what are some of the major educational and employment issues for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
There's a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples living in rural and remote communities who don't necessarily have access to education, that being, when I talk education, I'm talking higher education. They don't have then access to quality employment or employment on the terms in which they choose to work. And what I mean by that is, sometimes there's a lot of work in mining, but not necessarily something that all Aboriginal people would want to work in. And I was really pleased to see some of the initiatives the government has put for priorities for 2025. And I think the expansion of regional university hubs, giving regional and remote access to higher education for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples is really important. There are more places for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples at universities, which is also really good. What is disappointing, however, is there was nothing in the budget around funding the Indigenous higher education reforms that they were talking about, despite it being a priority in the Accord area. See that as a real lost opportunity by this government. In economic development, which obviously leads to jobs, it's really good to see that the government has finally abolished the CDP program and replaced it with the remote jobs program. But again, like 3,000 jobs over 3 years is not a lot.
Do you believe there are certain commitments the government could make to provide a greater variety of jobs available for Indigenous Australians?
One of the things that they're doing, which I really like, is they've got a junior rangers program and they've just expanded that and put more money into it for 2025. And that is taking, high school kids and training them to care for country within the rangers program. It actually gives quality education plus also jobs in remote communities where those jobs are really needed. But I mean, I've only spoken about rural and remote. There's still a lot that can be done within urban and regional areas to ensure Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples get more access to education and to employment. And realistically, like the government funds the Indigenous Student Success Program, it doesn't keep up with the demand. The ISSP funding goes to universities, for instance, to give out scholarships to students. Sometimes that money's not spent where it needs to be, but also the government isn't providing enough of that money to universities to be able to carry out the work that's needed for the students so that they can actually get a quality education, get a quality job, which leads to better socioeconomic reforms for the whole Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Are we seeing enough inclusion by the government of Aboriginal organisations and individuals in voicing how this money is allocated and where to improve economic opportunities in education?
So the answer is yes and no. The government have advisory groups which they talk to about these types of things. I actually sit on one of them, but we don't always see that translate into the money coming into the sectors from the budget. I think that while we realise there's a bucket of money and the government's got to make it spread amongst lots of different things, really if we want the targets to close on all of the things that they're talking about, health, education, housing, it's all interrelated. And if you don't actually put money into the infrastructure, it's never going to make a difference.
Have you seen any successful improvements in employment and education in certain sectors or Indigenous-owned businesses?
Indigenous-owned businesses is one sector that is actually growing really well. And we know from statistics and we know from research that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses will employ Aboriginal people. That is really one way to actually look at two targets in one, you know. However, it still needs that helping hand. I'm doing a project at the moment on social enterprises within Southeast Queensland. And we've interviewed a range of Indigenous businesses. And one of the key things that they say is a lack of being able to access funding to assist their businesses to grow. But definitely economic development is a growth area and it should actually get more prioritisation than it does. If we have more economic development, it actually helps all of the other socioeconomic outcomes that need addressing within Closing the Gap.
Associate Professor Charlene Leroy-Dyer, Director of the Indigenous Business Hub at the University of Queensland, speaking there with Vanessa Gowan-Taylor.